How's everybody? I'm not going to ask you to start it out this week. Bad luck.
Mike, you're going up against Ben Roethlisberger on Sunday. What's the difference just seeing the quarterback that won the AFC Championship game versus this year?
Well, when you look at them as a team, you take a look at a defense that statistically very close to what they were last year, maybe even a little bit better. You know, offensively, they're moving the ball better. All they have done is turn the football over a little bit more than they have in the past. And I don't care who you are, if you turn the football over, you know, you don't win. When you take a look at us, take a look at the team statistically, they're much better than a 2-5 football team, which we all understand. But you can't win games when you turn it over, and that's what they've done. Well, you know, when you take a look at their offense, you know, you take a look at the last three games, they've averaged 430 yards and 31 points a game. So, I mean, there's a respect level there, you know, from our football team very quickly. And their defense is leading the AFC in yards per play, second in the NFL. So that speaks for itself. So we understand this is a very physical team, a team that plays with a lot of pride, plays very hard, and we're playing them at their place, which makes it even tougher. So our football team understands for us to win this game, we're going to have to play extremely well. We're going to have to play extremely physical.
Mike, how long did the championship game
use? Oh, yeah, I think it always is from both teams' perspective. Anytime you play a team, you know, the previous year you look at the game and you look at the plus and minuses, and sometimes you get some formation or defensive tendencies. I'm sure they get some formation tendencies, and you look at it and like you do the other games.
Mike, I know you look forward to every game, but as a competitor, how much are you specifically looking forward to this one after what happened in the championship game?
It's every game that you play that you get ready for, and obviously a good football team and a great organization that just won the Super Bowl. So obviously you get ready for it, and we missed an opportunity last year, but that's over with. Now you're trying to, you know, go in a new direction and hopefully take advantage of an opportunity this year. But you look forward to it just because what Pittsburgh has done, and you're playing the Super Bowl champs.
How long did it take you to get over that loss? Some guys have said a long time, some guys have said a short time. I'm guessing you're a guy who seems to remember every play from every game, go back 10, 15 years. How long did it take you to get over that?
Well, you go back through the game, you know, like I said, I probably looked at it 30 times, 35 times, and the reason why I can remember it because I watch it so many times. And you look at the things you did poorly, and you try to, rectify those mistakes if presented with the same situation. But after it's over, just like, you know, last week. It's tough. It's always tough to lose a close game. What you do is you got to regroup. You know, it's a 16-game season, and you can't do anything about it, you know, after you study it, and, you know, you got to go on. And, you know, that's what our football team has done, even though it's tough. But you've been in this profession long enough to understand that once it's over, and hopefully we put it together this weekend, and we're going to have to play well.
Mike, the run that they had there leading up to the championship against the Colts as well, it seemed as if their blitz at that point was unstoppable. Is there something that they were doing then that's different from what they do normally?
No, it's still pretty much unstoppable. That's why they're at the top of the charts on defense right now. They're even probably same sack total through seven games last year. They're better, you know, versus the run. Total defense are a little bit better. They only really had one tough game, and that was Michael Vick scrambling and making plays on his own, which will slow up any pass rush. But other than that, defensively, they've been pretty impressive. And like I shared with you, offensively, came down to a couple games of turnovers, and hard to win games when you turn it over. No, I really don't go in that direction. We talk about it maybe one time a year at the start of camp, letting everybody know that they're responsible, you know, for taking care of themselves. And, you know, since I drive a motorcycle, I don't think it would be very good to preach to our players not to get on a motorcycle.
Do you have anything in your contract?
Pat said something about me riding my motorcycle after we lost to Indy. I wasn't sure if that was good or bad, but.
Mike, they were able to exploit your defense in the championship game last year. How much did that game impact your decision to revamp your defense?
Nothing really. You know, we were just a little disappointed that in ourselves that we probably didn't adjust a little bit quicker during the game. But that's football, you know. You go back after a game and you go through scenarios and you don't get that opportunity. You do it there on the spot. You either get it done or you don't. But, you know, you're hoping that you learn from them. And I think that's what coaching is. You go back every game and you look at the things you did poorly and presented with the same situation. You're hoping that you improve. Well, we know this is a good football team, and a 2-5 record is not indicative to what type of team we're playing. And our football team is smart enough to understand that.
Mike,